Welcome to God's Playbook with your host, Father Rico Passero.
Lock at the 20, 10, 5, touchdown! Touchdown!
Let's play ball.
Friends, welcome back to God's Playbook. Today we focus on the feast day of St. Mark. St. Mark is one of the four evangelists. What's an evangelist, Father Rico? An evangelist or one of the authors of the four Gospels. So Mark is one of them. What are the other three? Da-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. I heard you. Matthew, Luke, and John. You're correct. Now, what's so important, although sometimes our young people, when I ask the name of the 12 apostles, they drop Luke and Mark. Those would be incorrect statements. Luke and Mark were not the apostles of Jesus. They were some of the first followers of the apostles after Jesus had ascended to the Father and after the apostles had received the power of the Holy Spirit. In the early church, Mark and Luke were instrumental in the spreading of faith. And so they are the ones that the Holy Spirit attributed to the life of Jesus to first orally share the tradition of our faith, and then, of course, later to put it in writing in sacred scripture. So when we think about St. Mark, we recognize that he did not know Jesus directly. He came to know Jesus through the example of the apostles. And of the four gospels, St. Mark's gospel is known as the original text, the first gospel that was written down. And Mark's gospel is the shortest of the four gospels. Now, in year B, which we are currently in, on Sundays, with some exceptions, like right now during the Easter season, Mark's gospel is proclaimed. Whereas in year A, it's Matthew, and in year C, it's Luke's gospel. But here we are in year B as we hear St. Mark's gospel. Now, friends, if you've never read the Gospels in their entirety, I suggest that you perhaps make the commitment in your own spiritual reading, in your own prayer life, to start with the Gospel of Mark. Mark and his Gospel is the shortest, as I mentioned, and it's the easiest to read. For Mark, his original audience are not just people who are learned, but people who were not learned as well. And so the language that is used is simpler language. It gets right to the point of the matter. It doesn't always give the background. It doesn't always give the long version of what transpired, but it gets right to the point. For me, I use the phrase, time is money for Mark. In other words, he is very concise, very to the point, very direct. He gives us a statement of Jesus. He gives us the parable of Jesus. He gives us the miracle of Jesus, or exactly what we need to know. And that's it, right to the point. So it's easy for us to pray over. It's easy for us to remember. And of the four Gospels, it's the easiest to begin a Bible study on. St. Mark's gospel also helps us to really focus on coming to know who Jesus is. And so Mark does a great job, and what was used in the early church, to help others to come to know the Lord as well. Now, if Mark didn't know Jesus directly, he would be learning all about Jesus through the passing on of faith by the apostles. And so, once again, we see that the Holy Spirit is the author of sacred scripture. Because if Mark wasn't there, how would he know exactly what Jesus said? And so the oral traditions of the church, in which the legacy of Jesus, the teachings of Jesus, the miracles of Jesus were passed down verbally before they were written down on tablets, and then eventually with the creation of the printing press, Bibles were created to the point of today, where we are so blessed to hold them in our hands in languages that we are most comfortable, whether English is your first language or whatever your first language may be. We see also in St. Mark the witness of Jesus Christ in a very particular and practical way. for St. Mark, the motivation is to move those who will hear this word or read this word themselves to come to know Jesus and to come and love him more deeply, seeing him as the person that the scriptures were fulfilled in. He is the Messiah, the one whom priests and prophets longed for. He is the second person of the Blessed Trinity and the one who has redeemed us. So on this feast of St. Mark, let us thank God for the gift of St. Mark, that he was so attentive to those first apostles, that he was open to the movement of the Holy Spirit to allow God's word to not only be transferred orally, but also that it is written down to allow us the time to unpack its beauty, its wonder, and how God is speaking to our hearts. And so on this feast of St. Mark, I invite us all to pick up Mark's gospel, to spend the time to unpack it, to pray over it, and to use it as a means of deepening our relationship with God and deepening our faith too. And through his intercession, may we come to know Christ, whom he so boldly proclaimed, professed, and loved. St. Mark, pray for us. For God's Playbook, friends, I'm Father Rico. God loves you, and so do I.
If you like what you hear, please consider supporting us using any of our affiliate links in the description below via Buzzsprout, Ko-Fi, or GoFundMe. Thanks, and God bless.